This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is back at the White House this morning following his visit to Europe and meeting in Switzerland with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Biden and Putin exchanged cordial words, plotted modest steps on arms control and diplomacy, but emerged from their much-anticipated Swiss summit Wednesday, largely where they started, with deep differences on human rights, cyber attacks, election interference, and more. Biden said the next several months would serve as a test of whether relations between the two countries can improve. Biden also emphasized the last thing Putin wants now is a Cold War. President Biden later today will sign into law the creation of a new federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery here in the United States. Juneteenth, National Independence Day, will be observed each year on June 19th. Juneteenth commemorates when the last enslaved African Americans learned they were free. Confederate soldiers surrendered in April of 1865, but word didn't reach the last enslaved black people until June 19th, when Union soldiers brought the news of freedom to Galveston, Texas, 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday said that jail opposition leader Alexei Navalny got what he deserved when he was sentenced to prison. Navalny, Putin's most prominent political foe, arrested in January when he returned from Germany, where he had been treated at a Berlin hospital for months while recovering from a poisoning. Navalny contends Russian agents applied the poison to his underwear in August, a claim Moscow has denied. For more news, join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. China launched the first three-man crew Thursday, today, to its new space station in its first crewed mission in 5 years. The astronauts traveling in the spaceship launched by a rocket in northwestern China on the edge of the Gobi Desert. The two veteran astronauts and a newcomer making his first space flight, heading to the core module of the space station for a three-month stay in its main living compartment. While there, they will carry out experiments, test equipment, conduct maintenance, and prepare the station for receiving two additional modules next year. Well, Hong Kong Security Chief John Lee warning reporters earlier today to keep away from relations with Apple Daily after arresting five of the newspaper's senior staff earlier today and raiding its headquarters. Lee said that police are investigating the newspaper for conspiracy against national security, which involved calling on foreigners to sanction or take action against Hong Kong and China's central government. The arrest is the latest blow to Apple Daily after authorities last month directed the paper's owner, Jimmy Lai's, shares in Next Digital, publisher of the newspaper, to be frozen. Lai was arrested in August last year and later charged under the national security law imposed by China. The pro-democracy activist's assets were also frozen under the same law. He's been in jail since December after being denied bail in a separate national security trial. Faces three charges under the new law, including collusion with a foreign country. The European Union announcing it's recommending that its member nations lift COVID-19 restrictions on tourists from the United States, potentially making it easier for U.S. tourists to travel to Europe. Non-essential travel from the U.S. and other nations had been banned in the EU as a precaution to avoid the spread of the virus that causes COVID-19. But EU member representatives meeting in Brussels agreed Wednesday to add the U.S. to the list of nations from which the ban may be lifted. The recommendations is non-binding, and national governments have authority to require test results or vaccination records and to set other entry conditions. And vaccination efforts here in the U.S. have slowed even as a new variant is trying to take hold. Federal authorities warning of the rise of the Delta variant first cited in India, in particular in pockets of the U.S. where the vaccination rates are low. For more news, join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.